Hello and welcome back to Never Give Up, period. That's right, Never Give Up, period, with a T. Hi, I'm Darlene Moore. I'm here today to motivate you. This is going to be a 5-minute motivational message, okay? You know, I know you may be busy, have things to do. You need to go out there and start on your dream. So, in 5 minutes, I want to give you some tips that will help you to get started on your dream. Okay, let's say that you've started already, okay? We're going to motivate you to keep going. If by chance you haven't started, if by some chance you haven't started, okay, let's go, okay? Let's get started and let's go on our dreams and our goals and the things that we want to do. First and foremost, I want you to start by asking yourself, what is it that you want? What do you want to do? What do you want to achieve? It may be somewhere you want to go. It may be a book that you want to write. It may be, gosh, it might be a role that you want to play. Or it may be something that you want to invent. Okay, we don't know. We all have different goals and dreams. So whatever it might be, okay, I want you to define that. You have to define it to know what you want to do. So what does that mean? I want you to actually create a mission statement. Okay, a mission statement or a call to action statement. That is, I want to invent this. I want to travel to this place, okay? I want to write this book and it's going to be about that, okay? I want to travel to this city to be able to tour. I want to climb this mountain. Whatever it is that you want to do, I want you to write it down, because writing things down, it's just so helpful, okay? Because it's there, it's in your face, or it's near you, and you can go back and you can refer to it. You can say, okay, this is what I want to do, okay? Now, I also want you to kind of look back and re-examine. What are some of the things that you've done in the past, okay, to achieve a goal? Maybe not this particular goal or this dream or this aspiration, but what steps have you taken? You know, hey, we're all very resourceful. We have gifts that we can use. Okay, we're smart, we're brilliant. I'm claiming that, okay, for everybody. We're smart, we're brilliant, you know, and we are creative. We are very creative in our own way. We all have something to contribute, okay? I want you to look back, find out, and look at those things you have achieved and implement some of those, I guess, ways that you've done it, okay? How you've achieved this or that, okay? And you can actually apply that to the new goal that you want to do, okay? Now, what's always good, it's always good to write things down, but it's always good to create like a little board. You know, I use like poster boards. You know, I get a poster, I may cut it in half, and I'll write out, you know, or sketch out what I want to do, because, and I'll number it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What that does, that gives me a visual that I can look at, okay? Now, when I write something down, okay, that's a thought, but if you actually do a vision board or some type of poster board where you can see something. I don't care what it is. You know, you may not be the greatest artist, but we're all capable of drawing or sketching out something or asking someone to help us to sketch out something. And if you can't do that, visualize it in your mind. You know, okay, I'm going to do X, Y, Z. And I can see it in my mind, or I can see it on that board. That helps to motivate you to get it done, okay? Then you have to always consider what you can control, what you can't control. You know, there are some things we can't control. Just say we want to climb Mount Everest, okay? Hey, we can't control that it's like so high, you know, in the sky, you know, but I may be able to control. I can get some great equipment. I can be safe. My point is, consider the things that you can control that you can't control. You know, some things we can do, some things we can't do, but there are some things that we can usually do to achieve that goal. Okay, that's what I want you to do. Now, once you've written down you know, your mission, what you want to do, how you want to get there, you know, what it is you want to create, or where do you want to travel in this beautiful, beautiful, vast world of ours. Then you can go back and look at these steps, okay? And you can say, hey, you know, I've started. This is my mission. This is what I want to do. I can visualize it mentally. I can think about it, or I can look at this board. And what it does is it motivates you, okay? It keeps you going. And you can also kind of, you know, break that dream down, you know, into different little parts. You know, I am going to do this within this 3-month period. And I'm going to do that in the next 3-month period. In the next 30 days, I'll achieve this. 2 weeks from now, I plan to do this. You have to create a roadmap for you to go ahead. You know, it's kind of, you know, mapping out where you're going, and it'll help you to get there, okay? And guess what? You can do it. You are brilliant, you're talented, and you can, guess what? You can accomplish your goals and your dreams, okay? Once you've broken things down. Then what I want you to do is define some steps. Define steps toward whatever the goal is, or whatever the part of that section that you're going to be working on that's going to, you know, be a building block for you to achieve your goal or your dreams or your aspiration. Then I want you to commit. I want you to C-O-M-M-I-T. Commit. As we say, never give up, period, with a T. I want you to commit with the T, okay? That means, hey, I don't care. I'm going to get this done. I am going to achieve this. And what I want you to remember, along the way, periodically, you know, you may have a little roadblock, or you may have a little, say, setback, but don't let that stop you, okay? Do not let that stop you from achieving your goals and your dreams and your aspiration. Many, many times in my life, those stumbling blocks or those roadblocks or those, you know, bumps in the road, just over that bump, just around that corner, it's been like, hey, sunshine, you know, the bright and glorious day, you know, hey, it's here, what I've been working on. I've achieved it. If, you know, if, gosh, and then I would think, if I hadn't forged forward, if I hadn't, you know, kept going toward or down that path, that roadmap, or sticking with that mission, hey, you know, and just being motivated. And I want you to realize that things, this is life, and things happen like that sometimes, but do not stop, okay? Do not stop. I know you can do it. This has been like 5 minutes, a little more, a little less, of motivation from Darlene Moore, actress, screenwriter, filmmaker, producer. And I am so proud to be a part of the SAG-AFTRA Union. Okay? SAG-AFTRA Union. Just a host of talented individuals who are a part of this union, okay? And I'm so proud of, and I have to say that. And on top of that, there are so many beautiful, talented individuals who are artists that are not a part of SAG. You are talented too, okay? Because guess what? There was a once upon a time I wasn't a part of SAG. I didn't think I was any less talented, okay? You feel what I'm saying? And so are you. So take these steps, get started, or stay started on your goal. Until next time, I'm Darlene Moore with the Never Give Up Period podcast. I'm on Amazon. I'm on Spotify. Check me out, you know, on my YouTube channel, which is Never Ever Give Up Period with actress Darlene Moore. You know, I am on Apple. I am on so many platforms, you know. Just Google Darlene Moore, okay, and pull me up, because I want you to hear these motivational podcasts, okay, because I want you to achieve your goals and your dreams. Until next time, take great care of yourselves and be good and be kind to others, okay? Hey, it pays off. I'll see you next time. I'll talk to you next time.